This is the War on Waste Innovation, Chapter 3, Part 6, Performance Measurement with World Record Reports. A major issue with performance measures is that we often miss the opportunity to motivate through friendly competition. It is impossible to have dissimilar jobs using the same scorecard. Or is it? Can a baseball team compete with a soccer team? Can the shipping department compete with a production work center? Well, in our experience, yes, they can. In one client, we took 19 factory departments and changed the reporting of their performance to percentage change in the output measured. This served as the basis of a friendly intramural competition with a focused objective. Additionally, percent improvement has an additional advantage in that eventually it draws in the whole organization. Not only do the laggards become very visible, it becomes harder and harder for overachievers to blow away the other teams with the big improvements, because it is indeed a self-handicapping scoring system. It gives all teams a chance to stay in the game. In this competition, an additional opportunity to keep score and to recognize process improvements occurs every time performance of any metric surpasses the last best result that we call the world record. For example, we have applied world record reports to manufacturing businesses, computer production businesses, processing output, and any number of businesses, picking orders in a warehouse, and of course, dirty wash in the laundry. We have found that world records can be applied in at least the four areas noted below. One, setup time. This is the time required to tear down and clean up a job and put away the tools of that job to set up the job that will be run next. Two, runtime, the time it takes to do a job from start to finish. Three, quality. This is usually measured in terms of rejects or reworks on a job. Quality is also a matter of the work's conformity to customers' expectations. And four, quantity. This is a measure of the actual output of a particular work center in one shift. Each shift should be separately accountable for production output. All four of these measures are important in optimizing work output. Interestingly enough, we have observed over the last 25 years, far more attention has been paid in U.S. business to quality than to setup and runtime. Perhaps this phenomenon is in part based on the focus of executives and manufacturing managers who went to Japan to study the reasons for the high quality of Japanese auto production. In an auto plant, the setup and runtime for each job is fixed by the speed of the assembly line. There is no variability of setup or runtime on each auto. The parts just flow. Because runtime and setup time are fixed, the only variable is quality. Naturally, quality is where the Japanese focused all their attention in the production of automobiles. It makes sense for the auto industry. For most companies, however, manufacturing and service companies alike, have variable product lines and need to pay attention to setup and runtime as well. Ideally, of course, in creating the optimal process, all setups are zero and all runtimes are minimal. As we look at work, the ideal is the target, a search for perfection. It takes work, but it is a worthy goal, one that all companies should pursue. We accept as a cardinal rule of measurement that it must meet several criteria. One, it must be simple and easy to determine. Two, it must be immediate. Three, it must be available to the person or persons doing the work. And finally, it must be real. If these criteria are met, then workers at all levels can measure their results, make timely corrections, and check to see if the corrections make a difference. We believe that everyone wants to be competent at his or her work. Once you have established measures that meet the above criteria, workers have the means to achieve a sense of their competence and improve in accordance with that measure of competence. The World Record Report evolved out of this work. In essence, the World Record Report is a running measure of performance that allows the worker to measure how they are doing in comparison to a standard. It works like this. One starts by improvement in performance will yield a smaller number. Again, the numbers are reported to reflect that goal. You don't set a world record when you just meet 100%. It is only when you exceed 100% that you've broken the world record. In the chart below, an actual report from a manufacturing client, daily output went from a world record of 134 the first day to a world record of 296 units of output on the 27th day. One could argue that the net output only went up from 134 to 154, the output of the 28th date over the course of the month. That's true. But the standard was raised to 296, and everybody was now into this game. As an aside, the performance on the 28th day was down because we celebrated the results. The game played being here is fun. The workers know that they are being pushed, and they don't mind it if the no-blame philosophy is in place. In the following figure, you'll notice that there is a line across the graph at the 100% point. The line is there to keep everyone focused on the goal of hitting it, and after a world record is achieved, to see if the output can be sustained. You also notice they continue to improve their work output because any ideas that they had for tribal knowledge improvement, how the objects were sewed and presented to the workers, we acted on aggressively to ensure optimum output. So the World Record Report meets our criteria for measurement. It's simple, it's immediate, it's available to the people doing the work, and it's real. It becomes a key tool that workers can use to meet their own needs for improving. By setting the world record as a standard, everyone is kept focused on what the best work output looks like. Incidentally, the world record reports can be for an individual, a team, a department, or a whole organization. It depends on what the relevant work unit is. As we have discovered, the world record report is a particularly powerful form of measurement in continuous improvement environments because it shows clearly how often performance has improved. Managers should be able to visit a work area, look at the world record report, and know immediately how the work is progressing in the work area. If the workers are improving the process, it will be immediately evident. Congratulations are in order. When a manager looks at the chart and sees no improvement in a week or a month, it's possible the individual or team needs help. The manager can ask what's going on. That's okay. This is much more a question of leadership than of managing. The worker and manager can use the data on the World Record Report to determine whether changes are needed. When we use the World Record Report to measure output, we are measuring value. That's our goal. We want to eliminate waste and increase value. The World Record Report gives us a performance measurement that tells us how we are doing in this regard. if the process is improving and we are increasing our value-added results, then we are on the right track. At some point, however, performance improvement will slow. We'll break the world record less frequently. When this happens, we can explore whether further improvement is possible if an investment in technology is needed, or whether we've arrived at Kansas City and we've gone about as far as we can go. Performance measurement and a sense of urgency. The sense of urgency is a drill, or needs to be occasionally. Every CEO would like to know that if the need arose, that any call to action could get near immediate results. New product introductions ready for trade shows or fixed problems ready for shareholders' meetings are the best drivers. Every CEO should seek these opportunities, create a call to action, and have a metric stating progress. These fire drills hone skills and grease the change process. This is the best use of measurement to help improve the performance of the organization.